Good day, and welcome to the Kids in Need of Defense Urgent Call for Pro Bono Support for Immigrant Children. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Wendy Young. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Hannah. Hi, everyone. This is Wendy Young. I'm president of Kids in Need of Defense Urgent. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on today's call. I understand we have a tremendous turnout, which is quite heartening. Without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Brad Smith, who really needs no introduction, but in case you don't know who he is, he's Executive Vice President and General Counsel of the Microsoft Corporation, and most importantly from my perspective, he's co-founder and board co-chair of KIND and really the brains behind our organization. So, Brad, if you'd like to start.
Great. Well, thanks, Wendy, and let me first say thank you to everybody who's joined the call. I just wanted to offer a few thoughts, and Wendy will dive into more detail, and we definitely want to have time to answer your questions. But certainly on behalf of the board of directors of KIND, I first want to say thank you to everybody, not just for calling in, but there's just been a tremendous outpouring of support. You know, you all have offered it. Others have offered it. Especially over the last month, as we've just seen the child migration situation, you know, really become a full-blown refugee crisis, you know, certainly beyond anything any of us could have imagined when we created KIND or have been working these last several years. And there's just no way we could have done, you know, a fraction of what we've been able to do, you know, over the last month without you. Of course, in some ways, everything we've been able to do amounts to only a fraction of what needs to be done, given the increase in the numbers. You know, they're being well publicized, so I'm sure you've heard about them. People are now predicting there may be as many as 90,000 children arriving alone in the United States this year. That number could grow even higher next year. And the situation, the resources to care for these kids has just been overwhelmed. So that has led to emergency measures just to put a roof over kids' heads and care for them before they're released from ORR custody, the Office of Refugee Resettlement. You know, the average time in which these kids is in custody has dropped dramatically. 3 years ago, they would typically be there for 75 days. Right now, that's fallen to 30 to 35 days. The percentage of kids who are being released has risen from 60% to about 90%, really because the system just doesn't have the resources to take care of them. The bottom line is that we have many more kids coming through the system much faster. What obviously hasn't changed is the vulnerability that these kids are facing by going through these proceedings alone. As you all know, as your colleagues at your firms and law schools and companies have seen, the immigration system is quite complex, and it's just unrealistic to expect anybody, let alone kids, to be successful in navigating their way through the immigration system without the assistance of a lawyer. So it's really because of the lifeline that you all have seized upon, that we are able to provide at least, you know, a number of these kids with the fundamental access to justice and fairness that is the hallmark of the U.S. judicial system. I definitely want you to know that the work that you all are doing, you know, is just making a vital difference for the kids that we are able to reach and represent. We need to do more. That's really the purpose of today's call, given the numbers. We need to do more if we're going to represent more children. It is readily apparent from the information and the data that is coming back from these countries in Central America, perhaps most especially Honduras, but also parts of Guatemala and El Salvador, that, you know, there are kids who will qualify for legal protection, who are fleeing for their lives, you know, who will put their lives at risk if they're sent back, who therefore need the representation of a lawyer. And therefore, we need to continue to expand the number of people involved in this if we can. You know, Wendy Young, as our president, and Alex Fitzgerald, who's Kline's Director of Pro Bono Recruitment, are both on the line. Let me turn it to the two of them so they can give you an overview of some of the steps that Kline has specifically taken to date and some specific ideas on how you all might be able to help. So we want to keep it short. We want to get to your questions, but Wendy and Alice, let me turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you, Brad. And what I'd like to do, this is Wendy Young, is shift for a couple of minutes to give you an overview of what's happening in Washington generally on the issue. This is obviously something that's been getting a lot of media attention, and I can tell you that it's changing day by day and even hour by hour. And I know many of you have been following the news and our updates over the past several weeks. As you've probably heard, the administration has requested an emergency funding supplemental for $3.7 billion, which does include monies for legal services. Within that, the administration proposed $15 million for legal services, but actually the Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Barbara Mikulski increased that to $50 million. But I have to say the future of the supplemental request is uncertain. Congress is hoping to do something on this issue this week before it recesses for the August recess, but there are a lot of questions about what that something actually will be, some of which are actually being answered as we speak. The big issue is whether Congress will reopen the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act, the TVPRA, and roll back some of the existing protections under our laws for unaccompanied children. It is clear legislation was just dropped an hour ago by the House Chairman of the House Appropriations Committee that clearly the House's intent is to do just that, to provide the administration with some more modest level of funding than the Senate is proposing, but to combine that with TVPRA amendments. Some of the changes to the TVPRA that are being discussed would potentially include application of cursory screening procedures as soon after the children arrive at the U.S. border to determine if the child will be admitted into the U.S. to pursue protection or immediately turned around and sent home. The administration itself has actually signaled it would support this change, as have many critical congressional voices. Others have suggested not only this, but that they would like to significantly speed up the proceedings for those children who make it past that first extraordinary hurdle. Some have suggested that hearings should happen in as short as 7 days after the child's arrival. Others have recommended expanding the detention authority so that kids can be held for longer periods of time, perhaps even throughout their proceedings. Bottom line, Kline has taken a position generally in support of the funding request but against changing the TVPRA. We believe the crisis can be addressed under existing laws if the system is properly resourced. As a legal services organization, we also believe that any quick screening process at the border would deny children due process. But I have to say that even if we've taken that position, that the crisis can be addressed under current law, we're also closely monitoring how the administration is directing the Immigration Courts and Citizenship and Immigration Services, CIS, to respond to the crisis, even under the current laws, and are advocating hard that due process be preserved. You may have heard that the Justice Department is prioritizing unaccompanied children's cases in much the same way that they have done with detained adults in the past. That means they're basically putting these children's cases at the front of the line on their dockets. Our offices are reporting that the immigration courts are scheduling master calendar hearings in 21 days or less. So we are urging the administration to give children and their pro bono attorneys sufficient time to prepare the case. And while we recognize that the courts are significantly backlogged, we don't believe that timely hearings require sacrificing the child's ability to prepare adequately for the case. The good news is that for the most part, we are not seeing resistance to the importance of counsel in children's proceedings. In fact, just the opposite. Both the administration and key congressional leaders have acknowledged how critical representation is to these children. And that's frankly because of the work that all of you are doing, which has served to heighten support for pro bono representation. The model that Kline has implemented has demonstrated that volunteer attorneys who receive training and support can provide an absolutely critical source of high-quality representation. In the high-stakes political debate that's underway, it's also enormously helpful to us to be able to point to the private sector as a pivotal actor in helping to address the crisis overall. You may have also heard that Syracuse University just released a study that found that children who are represented by counsel are four times more likely to be granted status than those who are not. Finally, just to wrap up, in addition to supporting additional governmental funding through the supplemental, we are also actively seeking funding support from the foundation community and other sources to grow KIND's capacity to support you and your work on behalf of these children. We're also applying for the new Justice AmeriCorps program announced by the Department of Justice about a month ago, as well as applying for a grant from the Office of Refugee Resettlement to deliver legal services in the emergency facility that has been opened in Ventura, California. In our email to you in preparation for this call, we outlined a few ideas on how we together might be able to ramp up pro bono for the children. And Alice is with us today and is ready to work with you on these ideas as well as any others. Some of the ideas that we'd like you to consider include detailing attorneys to KIND sites for 6 months to a year to help our staff increase our services to children, commit to an increased number of pro bono hours over the next 6 months to a year, and consider taking a cluster of cases by case type, and third, to develop an internal structure within your firms and companies to support those taking KIND cases so that the in-house expertise that all of you have can be further developed and built upon. And then finally, if you've already done a KIND case, we're hoping you'll take another one. And if you've attended a training and haven't taken a case yet, this would be the perfect time to do so. So these are just some of our ideas, and we welcome all of your suggestions. I'd like to open it up to questions and answers and just say before we do that we are not recording the question and answer session. So I hope you feel comfortable sharing your thoughts. So, Iana, if you could open it up to questions, please.